This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think they're more motivated than ever to do something at a deadline, more so certainly than in the last few years, because let's go back to thou who shall not be named, the Devers deal. I mean, when you push your chips to the middle of the table, you push your chips to the middle of the table, like Kennedy said back in January. He said going back to January and February and March, the motivation of this organization to be good in 2025, I think this has led them to be more motivated to do something at the deadline, whether they won or not last night. And I think Cora brought up a good point before the game, which was, yeah, listen, like, you haven't won as many games, but the standings are basically the same. So if the standings are the same, you are right now, as we sit here, a playoff team, then of course you're going to be a buyer. And even if you weren't, even if you were two or three games out, because of what has happened leading up to this, I do still think they are going to be aggressive. And now it's going to get uncomfortable, but they are going to be aggressive.
Final hour, Jones and Keefe live, Patriots training camp in Foxborough. We are brought to you by McFarland Energy, the heat and cooling and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and all of Cape Cod depend on at McFarlandEnergy.com. Good synergy there for Bradfo.
Great synergy.
He's also brought to you by McFarland Energy. Every Thursday, if you missed any of that, Odyssey app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone free, easy. Listen to Bradfo there. Listen to Jones and Keefe there. Listen to WEEI there. You can also listen on the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. Real quick before we get into trade rumors, and there's more coming out now, Keefe.
Yes.
We officially have a concession worker strike at Fenway Park tonight and MGM.
Okay.
Aramark and their vendor, the union, can't agree.
Oh, boy.
And so I'm reading it from Axios. Concession workers at Fenway and the MGM Music Hall are going on strike after their employer missed the noon deadline to offer new contracts with their demands. The strike is a first in Boston Baseball Stadium's 113-year history.
Whoa.
Oldest ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
Oldest ballpark in America.
America's most beloved ballpark.
Yeah.
Not by all these vendors. Unite Here Local 26 leaders gave Aramark, their vendor, 48 hours to deliver a union contract that responds to their demands. Unionized workers call for wage increases, increased tips for premium workers, schedule improvements based on seniority, and guardrails on automation,
okay,
et cetera, et cetera. So
I have a statement and a question.
Full-blown strike tonight at Fenway Park. Yes?
My statement is I want everybody to get the most money they can possibly get. That's one thing that I want. I don't know all the specifics of this, but clearly, they feel strong enough to hold out. I couldn't speak knowledgeably about either side, but I would just say, in general, like, get the money you feel like you deserve across all boards. Second one might be a selfish question. If I were to go to the game tonight.
Like, hypothetically.
Hypothetically, I'm
like
going to the
game. You and me were going to be going to the game tonight.
Yep. Can I get an ice-cold brew?
Yes.
Can I get a brew dog tonight?
Yeah,
there'll
be beers? Well, if you want to cross picket lines, yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that, but can I bring my own beer in? I don't want to be that guy. I'm not a scab.
If you want to cross picket lines, yes.
I don't want to do that, but I also want to have 2, 3 to 5 beers, 6 to 7 beers watching the game. So what then?
Okay, good question.
I don't want to be a scab, and I don't want to cross these people.
So here's
this is their livelihood. I'm not even taking that lightly.
Good call.
here's the question.
Five or six.
Here's the question.
Yeah.
That a lot of people have. Can you get a beer and a dog tonight at Fenway Park? Yes. Now, I'm sure it's going to be a mess. These are all these people who don't typically work there, so it will be staffed. There will be beer lines. There will be hot dog
but
lines.
But I don't want that. But you're going to get side-eyed and be like, hey, don't order that beer. And I'm I got nine innings to watch.
Not by the scab workers you won't, but outside walking into the ballpark you might.
But, like, are they mad that we're even going to the game?
Maybe they're
going
to measure.
Are they like, hey, we want an empty park?
No, they're encouraging you to go to the ballpark. Just don't eat anything. Just don't drink anything.
I won't eat anything.
Are they going
to have a drinks?
They're going to measure our guts on the way in. They're
like,
it looks like you had five or six beers. You look puffier than on the way in, Jones.
They're like, I look puffier.
Wait,
I look puffier at night.
Yeah, it's water weight.
I've been stung by a lot of bees recently. I did get stung in the chest the other day, too. Uh-huh. That's another whole story.
Uh-huh.
But,
yeah, no. So I mean,
I don't want to be that guy. I don't want them to side-eye me, but I also don't think that they can expect any adult person to go to a baseball game and just not have a
drink. You want to open it up on the phone? 617-779-7937.
What do I do?
I'm sure others
What's my play?
I'm sure others are going. So if you have
the same question.
If you have questions, I'm telling you, I mean, there will be vendors there. They won't be unionized, and you're going to have people picketing outside, and it's officially a strike.
We have the Brian Daubach of vendors that are going to be in there tonight. That's why they threw at him all the time. They couldn't stand him.
Was Millar a scab?
I think Kevin Millar might have been as well. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, you want to go for it, you can go for it.
Keanu Reeves and the replacement, Johnny Falco.
I'm going to be watching you very closely, Keith, tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I crossed.
Sneaking beers real quick. Like, nope, not me. I wouldn't do it. I brought this one from home. So they won't allow you to bring your own beers, will they?
I don't think so. Now here's a potential.
Really
here's a potential loophole.
Crossroads.
Here's a potential loophole, Keith.
Okay.
What if somebody else buys you a beer and you just drink it?
You're still supporting the scam.
Am I?
In a way, you are.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's hypothetical. Yeah,
yeah. I know it's a hypothetical.
For any people who might be going to a game tonight, but say you got yourself like a sugar daddy situation, and they're going to be purchasing a beer on your behalf.
Okay.
Can I drink that beer?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Well, it's a hypothetical.
No,
it's
I understand what you're saying, but it's risky. I just wanted to enjoy a baseball game and have a few suds, you know?
Well, I'm telling you right now, the union's telling you don't have those suds. Oh. You go enjoy a ball game. You got to do it without suds.
Enjoy a ball game without suds?
Yeah. This might be a view on me. I find just life in general more enjoyable with a few suds. Never mind a ball game. So
I haven't watched a baseball game without a few suds since I was 17, so...
I'm going to want some suds. I'm going to want suds.
I've had a cold, icy brew dog watching a baseball game since I was 16 years old.
Yeah,
this is going to be a tough go tonight, I think, for us and, 37,000 others.
Hypothetically, it could be somebody going second baseball game of the year, and now we got to deal with this. Hypothetically.
So one of two things is going to happen.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of people in support of the workers, and there's going to be no lines.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to go right up.
That's going to
go right up.
That's going to be tough to turn
down. Real tempting. Like, look, dude, there's no line.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, or, second thing happens, people don't care. They're still going to want their drinks, and there's going to be scabs that don't know what they're doing. The lines are going to be like past lanes.
I would heavily wager. It's going to be long lines, long concession lines tonight. I would heavily wager on that.
Or, you know who's going to clean up is all the places outside, because people are going to walk into that place hammered. People are going to get real drunk before they go in.
Pre-game the game.
Yep.
All right, I'm in.
Game the game.
I mean, hypothetically, I might be in on that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, that's a good.
That could be another workaround.
It's a good loophole.
Everyone's asleep in the third inning. Everyone's passed out.
You can discuss if you'd like. 617-779-7937. A lot of good Red Sox. A lot of Red Sox rumors out there, I should say. No real trades.
No.
Like, for instance, the Mariners, who the Red Sox are duking it out with for a playoff spot.
Yep.
They made a trade last night. Josh Naylor.
Yeah, good pickup.
Well, it is a good pickup. He was not personally high on my target list for the Red Sox. I wouldn't have kicked and screamed if they acquired him. I don't feel like they need another lefty bat.
Oh, right.
And so they need a first baseman DH type, but I would prefer a right-hander. So he wasn't high on my personal list. But Alex Speer reported on 310 to Left, his understanding, that's their podcast over at Nesson.
Yeah.
His understanding is the Red Sox were more in due diligence mode on Josh Naylor than that they were aggressively pursuing him. So they were at least kicking tires. I don't know how aggressive that was.
But it's also, I think, important to at least gauge the asking price, find out what it was for somebody like that. I'm with you. I'm not kicking and screaming about not getting Josh Naylor, but you need to get somebody.
Correct.
And so he was an all-star a year ago with Cleveland. He's been pretty good this year with Arizona. He's got 11 home runs on the season. But for Seattle, a team that you had going into last night, basically the identical record, and they pick this guy up also a week before the deadline.
And their issue is offense. They need offense,
yeah,
so they're addressing
the
big need. Yeah, correct.
Right, because there was the thought about, like, oh, they want, like, you know, Tristan Casas, not for this year, but even, like, long term. Like, well, they got Josh Naylor, and I don't know, is he in a contract? Is this a... He's a free agent after this year, so he's a rental. So
I believe he's a rental. I think O'Hearn is a rental as well. He's also a lefty.
That's what I'm saying.
Not high on my list either.
But it also wasn't high on the prospects that were given up by Seattle.
Oh, good point. Seattle gave up their, according to MLB Pipeline, their 13th and 16th best prospects.
So I don't think
that's nothing.
Like, and Baltimore can't really expect a whole lot more for O'Hearn than Arizona got for Naylor.
So, no, fair
so
point.
At least you kind of know what that is. Obviously, I want a starting pitcher really badly, and I'd prefer a right-handed bat than a left-handed bat. But if you were like, hey, you end the deadline with O'Hearn or no bat, then obviously I'll take Ryan O'Hearn.
Buster on the same podcast, Buster only said, I think the assumption in other front offices is the Red Sox will add a first baseman.
Okay.
Now, but what does that mean? Like, they added
first baseman.
You bring up the Vasquez year all the time when they added Mike Moustakas. It's like...
No, they added Eric Hosmer. Same idea.
I'm sorry. Hosmer, not Moustakas. Sorry.
Same player.
Basically, same World Series team.
It's like, great, there goes today's random player. Forget it.
Eric Hosmer, like, are you adding a scrap heap first baseman, like, to compete with Abraham Toro?
Well, no, and the thing about Hosmer was not only did you add a scrap heap first baseman.
You were simultaneously subtracting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, you can't trade away Jarren Duran, then add, like, a fringe first baseman and a guy who's better than Connor Wong but worse than Narvaez and be like, we got a catcher and a first baseman. It's like, yeah, but you get rid of your leadoff hitter. Like, what
right.
are you doing?
So, to me, you know, Yandy Diaz would be, like, super high-end ad from Tampa if they decide to sell. I think it's a perfect fit, righty bat, who has some term, by the way. He's up there in age, but he's a productive player. I mentioned Suarez before. Suarez has not played first. He could definitely mix in at DH and be a right-handed bat. But again, that's probably costly. Diamondbacks have started selling, though, so that'd be another piece they could sell off. Then reading from Sean McAdam today.
All right.
A lot of rumors linking them to pitchers and catchers.
Well, pitchers is good. They should be interested in pitchers.
I think they could use an upgraded catcher, but it sounds like it's like a major, major area where they're looking to upgrade. Which
Sam Kennedy brought it up, too.
Yeah, he did. Correct.
I guess you guys don't believe in Narvaez.
McAdam, the Padres proposed a deal involving Dylan Cease, prospect Ethan Salas, a catcher, a highly regarded catcher, but a prospect, and another prospect for Jarren Duran. The Red Sox quickly rejected it. I would applaud them for rejecting that.
Yeah.
But that sounds like something that San Diego is trying to get done, Cease and prospects for Jarren Duran. I don't even want Cease for Duran. I definitely don't need any prospects at this deadline. So, okay, good. I'm happy they rejected that one. McAdam also has a note about another catcher from the Dodgers. I guess we'll see him this weekend. Dalton Rushing.
Okay.
A recently graduated top prospect, he writes. The Dodgers have been scouting Red Sox prospects Franklin Arias, an infielder, and Brandon Clark, a pitcher. So that'd be almost like a prospect swap, but you could upgrade a catcher.
Yeah, that interests me less. I mean, that could prove long-term to be a great move, but
right.
Like, we're talking about the 2025 team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
team.
Right. Can we focus on...
Let's add to this team.
Starting pitching, bullpen, right-handed bat before we get to long-term catching ad?
Like, and honestly, wouldn't you just... If you're doing a prospect-for-prospect trade, do it in the offseason.
Thank
you. What are you wasting our time for with that now?
I'm with you.
I found a pretty cool list, too. The Athletic came up with a... And they've had a few of these recently that have been... The Hall of Fame tier thing we looked at was...
We like a good list.
I like a list.
We are pro-list on this show.
How about this? This was put together by the entire baseball staff of the Athletics, not just one person.
For this. Eno Saris, Tim Britton.
Yep. Who else?
I'm out.
Drellick. One player from each Major League Baseball franchise who will be wearing a new uniform by July 31st. So in other words...
I took this very literally when you read this to me off the air. I'm like, they're modeling new uniforms? No, they're switching teams. Got it.
Forget about uniform police for a moment.
I was hung up on uniform.
But it's whole franchise. So they said it's not just a major leaguer, but these guys, they picked one for each team. And basically like the most likely trade candidate. Which I also think, depending on who the player is, it might also read into what you think that team is going to do. And so for so long, all these lists have had Jarren Duran and Willier Abreu. For a while, Bregman and Chapman, they finally took those guys off the list. But all these lists kept bringing up Jarren Duran.
Yep.
So I clicked on this, and I assumed, okay, it's going to be Red Sox, Jarren Duran. It was not.
Mm.
It was our guy, the password, Josh Stinkson Garcia.
Nice.
I do think it's nice, because that means... In this scenario, there's at least smoke out there that they think they're going to be trading from their prospect pool to add to this. And
good.
Not say, hey, Jarren Duran for a pitcher. Trade this kid, who there's no room for him on the Major League club anyway.
No, now he
gets somebody else.
He is right-handed, but I agree. You already don't have enough room in your outfield. You're going to add another prospect to the outfield mix. Trade him for pitching.
And some of the names that they also think are going to be most likely traded from their teams include Seth Lugo from the Royals and Merrill Kelly from the Snakes. So those are two guys that I
would take. Joe Stinkson for Lugo, Stinkson for Kelly.
Done.
Honestly, that might be too big of a prospect for those guys.
You're right. It might be too much, but maybe that's where you
but that's more the kind of trade I want to do.
And maybe that's sort of the framework of it. And maybe there's somebody else from the Royals, or maybe there's somebody else from the Snakes that you want, or you kind of go from there. But yeah, I'd be absolutely on board with that.
McAdam passes along. The Red Sox have discussed Sandy Alcantara, former Cy Young winner, with the Marlins. He hasn't been great this season. He was good in his last start, although he says they haven't exchanged names on what it would take to get Alcantara.
Most likely Marlin on this list is Edward Cabrera.
I like.
Who's another one that
I like. Edward Cabrera was when we did our 60-second plan weeks ago.
Yep.
That was one of the pitchers that I really wanted.
That'd be good.
Meanwhile, you also have, and this is the second time I've heard it, Mark Feinsand was on MLB Network earlier today suggesting a Jarren Duran for Mitch Keller swap. Mitch Keller was an all-star this year for the Pirates. I'm not wild about him.
Nothing. No, he was an all-star a couple years ago.
I'm sorry, a couple years ago.
Yeah, even though this year he's actually having a better season, but he's still nothing to get excited about.
The reason that rung out, though, is because ESPN wrote about this exact trade yesterday. Dave Schoenfield suggested the exact same thing. Now, he had a bunch of different suggestions. He's like, maybe it could be Campbell for Keller. Maybe it could be Duran for Keller. Maybe the Red Sox do something smaller. I would hate Jarren Duran for Seth Lugo, Jarren Duran for Mitch Keller. I wouldn't even personally do Jarren Duran for Joe Ryan. I personally wouldn't do that trade, but I get it.
Yeah.
Those other ones, you're giving up way, way too much.
And you have the rest of this
year. Dylan C, same thing. I wouldn't do any of those.
And unlike Lugo, you do have team control for Mitch Keller, so it's this year and three more that he is under team control. It's not even arbitration. He signed a contract, So he goes 16.9 next year, 18.4, and then $20 million in 2028. I mean, the way the pitcher contracts are going up, it's not crazy.
I'm not against adding Keller. I'm just against giving up Duran to get him.
Agreed.
You know, you're giving up prospects, and I wouldn't give up the password for him, but I'm giving up prospects, fine.
All right, regardless of what you give up for him, and I'm with you, I wouldn't trade Duran for Keller, but let's just say next week at this time we're like, all right, they added Mitch Keller. And nobody else.
That's not great.
Yeah, I don't like it because I don't even know if he's better. I don't think he's better than Bayo.
Nope.
And he
might not be better than Giolito.
The way Giolito's going, he might not be better.
So he might help.
He's better than Fitz.
At least you're not subtracting. Right, he's better than Fitz, but nah, I don't feel great about that. I don't feel great about the hypothetical conundrum for some going to the game tonight. Joe is in New Bedford on that topic. Go ahead, Joe.
What's up, guys? I'm actually not going tonight. I'm going tomorrow, but it's a bachelor party for myself. So to put things in perspective for me, appreciate that. My fiance, right, humble one. My fiance actually had tickets to the Jason Aldean concert that got canceled, And now I got to go to, for my bachelor party, a game that I can't, as a union member, I cannot defy my union and
so
buying stuff
you're
while
going
I'm in
to,
there.
You're going to the game, but you can't drink or eat while you're there? Is that what you're telling us?
I'm not a member of this particular union that's on strike, but as a union guy, I will not eat, drink, or purchase any souvenirs while there. And Keith, that's where the conundrum lies, buddy. You just got a pregame like you've never pregame before.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
Okay.
That might be the play.
Okay.
Stumble into the place and be like, none for me, thanks. Looks like I could drink beer.
No. Ah, I'm for my fellow workers.
Way to go, guys.
Ah, I'm with you, boys.
Walk in. Walk in. Just high-fiving everybody. Keel it over. Ah, stay with you.
I agree. So, okay. So that's
the guy is drunk.
Going to the game tomorrow. I mean, this whole series, the whole Dodgers series is where you're dealing with.
Okay. That's one option.
How many Dodgers fans do you think are going to be there tonight?
A lot.
A ton, right?
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah.
Seven. They don't even like.
I think it's even more than that.
They're all from L.A. They don't drink or they all that's eat true. Healthy, clean, clean living.
Yeah.
You know, what do they call it? Your L.A. sober, whatever it is, California sober.
Just weed?
Yeah, correct.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, not a lot of booze.
Yeah. Yeah,
a bunch of dorks. Wally is in Fall River on Duran. Hello, Wally.
Yeah, what's up, guys? Dude, we hear a million rumors about Duran for the last month. So the clock's ticking. It's up to Brezel now. We can't wait until the last minute. Like I told you guys before, we're going to end up with leftovers. But one name that fascinates me with Atlanta is Matt Olson.
Okay, you brought this name up before. Matt Olson, any interest there?
Yeah, sure.
Go get Matt Olson.
Yeah, I'll take Matt Olson.
Is he, I should know this, is he left-handed or right-handed?
I think left.
Yeah, okay, so Suarez,
isn't he
Diaz.
Isn't he on the team? Shouldn't you know that?
Say it again.
Isn't he on your dong team?
Yeah, he's on your dong. Yeah, I've kind of stopped paying attention to that team since Terps running away with it. But yes, he is on my dong team.
He had 54 tater tots in 2023. He's got 18 right now on the season.
Yeah,
his
enough.
Contract.
I needed more of the 54 than the 18 is what my team needed.
So he's a guy, though, that John Henry might say no. John Henry might say no to this one.
Too much money?
$22 million this year, next year, 27, 28, 29, and then a team option in 30.
Well, look, if they say no for that reason, that's a bad reason. If
it
they
is.
Say no because they don't need another left-handed bat, I'd agree.
Yeah.
But Wally has mentioned that name two, three, five times. And so we gotcha.
Basically, he is
I'd rather him than nothing.
Seven. He is what Breslow was hoping Casas would be.
Correct.
But Casas is not. Matt Olson has been for a long time.
617-779-7937. That's how you jump in line. WEEI afternoons. They come your way at 2 o'clock. You got Fitzy. You got Hart. You got Ball. And Patriots linebacker.
Yeah.
What did I say?
I don't know. I don't think he said Fitzy Hart Ball.
I'm sorry. Fitzy. You got Ted is
Ted.
What I meant to say.
Ted.
And you got Ball. You got a TED Talk with Christian Ellis, Patriots linebacker as well.
Spoiler.
Coming your way. That's a spoiler. We'll get you the clip du jour. And right after trending with Nick, it's time for Grab Bag.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank. After an off day yesterday, the Red Sox begin a three-game weekend series with the Dodgers tonight. Brian Bale will get the start for the Sox opposite the Dodgers' Emmett Sheehan. First pitch at 7:10 tonight, and you can hear the call of the game with Sean McDonough and Mike Monaco right here on 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Don't forget to tune into the Mass Mutual Red Sox pregame show with Christian Arcand at 6:10. According to Chris Cotillo, the Red Sox are recalling David Hamilton from AAA Worcester as Marcelo Meyer is expected to land on the injured list. And a potential Red Sox trade target was off the board as the Arizona Diamondbacks traded first baseman Josh Naylor to the Seattle Mariners last night. Northeastern Savings Bank is the leading alternative to using a big bank for businesses and families in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner, upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank, member FDIC and DIF. And that's what's trending now on WEI and WEI.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.